From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. Protesters delivered an open letter with 7,000 signatures to Governor Spencer Cox today at the Capitol. They oppose the hyperscale data center planned for northern Utah. Dr. Brian Mensch is president of the Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment. He says the letter doesn't carry any legal weight, but was another form of protest to the governor.
Well, this letter represents 7,000 people, probably more than that now, who are very upset about this data center and want to put the whole thing on ice until this thing is studied more thoroughly.
Project Stratos is set to be built on 40,000 acres in Box Elder County near Great Salt Lake. The lake is at critical levels following Utah's worst snowpack on record and drought conditions. Mensch says they are exploring all legal options to fight the project. The Salt Lake County District Attorney is charging a Taylorsville police officer with manslaughter. As KUER's Martha Harris reports, the DA has rarely pursued charges like this.
District Attorney Sim Gill's office filed the second-degree felony charge against Jimmy Jeremy Haas on Thursday. While on duty as a Taylorsville police officer in 2024, Haas fatally shot Henry Chavez Jr. Police were chasing Chavez's truck because they suspected he had someone else's license plate. The chase ended in a parking lot. Gill said the officer got out of his vehicle and Chavez rammed his truck into the car. Another officer was able to pin the truck against a building. Gill said Haas fired his gun into the truck, killing Chavez. Gill's office decided Haas's deadly use of force was unjustified. In recent years, Gill has deemed other fatal police shootings unjustified, but the last time he pursued manslaughter charges against an officer was in 2014. Martha Harris, KUER News.
Utah's book ban law had its first day in federal court yesterday. A group of Utah students and the estates of acclaimed authors Kurt Vonnegut and Maya Angelou are suing Utah. They're arguing the state is violating the First Amendment with its law that allows certain books to be banned statewide. Fox 13 reports the judge granted a protective order so the names of the students won't be public. The Utah Attorney General's office has filed a motion to dismiss the case. Tackling homelessness has been difficult for Utah. This week, state leaders celebrated a slight decrease in the homeless population. But that doesn't offset last year's 18% increase. KUER's Hugo Ricard-Bell has more.
Homeless advocates say the most recent numbers really show that homelessness has plateaued. Bill Tibbetts works for Crossroads Urban Center.
What I see in terms of who we see coming into our food pantry, that we're not seeing an increase like we have in past years. But we're not really seeing a decrease, that we are in more of a stable point.
Tyler Clancy has been the state's homeless coordinator for a couple of months now. The decrease was only 1.6%, but Clancy hopes to build on that. The 2026 legislature appropriated around $45 million to continue that work. Part of that will go to new initiatives focused on mental health facilities.
So we're partnering with the Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health, along with Salt Lake County Behavioral Health, to bring on supportive housing projects that have 24/7 mental health care providers.
Clancy knows there's a lot more work to be done, but hopes these kinds of partnerships will make a difference. The new money will be available July 1st. Hugh Ricard-Bell, KUER News.
A plan's been released to cut down on bad winter traffic in Big Cottonwood Canyon. The Utah Department of Transportation completed an environmental study. Now it can begin a final design and start construction. The project will include buses leaving every 10 to 15 minutes from a new travel hub and more parking for bus riders. UDOT expects the project to be finished in 2028, and it could cost more than $264 million. There will also be a road toll to discourage driving. And there will be new indoor bus stops at Solitude and Brighton. You are listening to KUER News.